天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂长大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目叫做 Discontentment and God's Purpose， 空虚不满与神的旨意。诶，这空虚不满与神的旨意看起来有些南辕北辙，那神今天究竟要带给我们什么样的讯息呢？好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们敞开心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad that you tuned in.
很高兴你能收听这个节目。
We are about to begin a very short series of messages.
我们现在要讲一个非常短的系列信息。
There are only two messages in the series.
这个系列只需要播出两次。
So I don't want you to miss it.
所以请你不要错过这个机会。
And we're calling this Discontentment and God's Purpose.
我们把这个系列叫做空虚不满与神的旨意。
And I want to begin today by telling you about a fable.
我要先给你讲一个寓言故事。
This fable goes something like this.
故事的情节是这么样的。
Two teardrops were floating down the river of life.
从前有两滴眼泪在生命之河上漂流。
One teardrop said to the other.
其中一滴眼泪对另外一滴说。
Who are you?
你是谁呀？
That teardrop replied.
那滴眼泪回答说。
I am the teardrop from a woman who loved the man and lost him.
我是从一个失恋女人眼里掉下来的泪珠。
And who are you?
那你又是谁呢？
The first teardrop replied.
第一滴眼泪回答说。
Well, I am the teardrop of the woman who got him.
我呀，是从得到那个男人的女人眼里掉下来的泪珠。
This little story shows how so many of us are discontented with our lives.
这个故事告诉我们，生活是多么让我们失望和不满。
At some point, all of us have been conscious of the dull hum of dissatisfaction in our lives.
从某种程度上来说，所有的人都曾意识到生活中的不满足和哀鸣。
This discontentment is not limited to those who are struggling with life's tragedy.
这种不满足不仅发生在那些为人生许多悲剧而苦苦挣扎的人身上。
Many believers are discontented for other reasons.
甚至很多信徒也为了种种原因而不满足。
They may be disappointed with God.
也许他们对神失望。
They may be disappointed with church.
也许他们对教会失望。
They may be disappointed with other believers.
也许他们对其他的信徒失望。
And they hear this nagging inner voice that says, something is still missing in my life.
他们的内心深处总有个声音在说，人生还缺少了些什么。
I am not fulfilled in life.
我对人生还是感到不满意。
And they try to quieten that voice by making some changes in their lives.
于是他们就想改变一下生活方式来安慰自己。
They try to quiet that voice by acquiring some things.
他们试图以物质来填充自己的不满。
They try to quieten that voice by unhealthy relationships.
他们想以不正常的感情来填补自己的空虚。
But nothing seems to work.
但这一切似乎都起不了作用。
Have you ever asked yourself this question?
你有没有问过自己这样的一个问题呢？
What lies behind my desire for contentment?
我感到不满足，究竟是为了什么呢？
I want to talk to you today about discontentment and God's purpose.
所以今天我就要和你谈谈有关空虚不满与神的旨意这个话题。
There are two components to finding contentment in life.
要得到人生的满足，有两个关键因素。
One component is that sin causes discontentment.
第一，要明白罪使我们空虚不满。
The second component is that hope in Christ leads to contentment.
第二，只有在基督里的盼望才能带来真实的满足。
And that is why we're calling the series of messages Discontentment and God's Purpose.
所以我们才把这个系列叫做空虚不满和神的旨意。
When sin dominates one's life, life will become morbid and guilt-stricken.
当罪恶辖制一个人的时候，他的生活是病态的，并且充满了罪疚感。
God, in His Word, makes it very clear.
神在圣经里清楚地告诉了我们。
Discontentment and dissatisfaction in life are spiritual matters.
其实人生的不满足是灵性上出了问题。
And spiritual matters can only be dealt with spiritually.
灵性方面的问题只能从属灵上来解决。
My listening friend, listen to me carefully.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
Loss of contentment can push you in one of two directions.
不满足的心会促使你在两个完全不同的方向上做出选择。
The search for contentment can lead us down the wrong path, or it can lead us in the right path.
在寻求满足的时候，我们有可能走入歧途，也有可能走上正路。
It can lead us to turn to God.
可以使我们转向神。
Or it can lead us away from God.
也可以使我们远离神。
The wrong path will lead us to more discontentment with its tears and grief.
错误的道路会导致我们更加不满足，充满了眼泪和忧愁。
The right path leads us up to the only place where we find rest.
而正确的道路会引领我们找到唯一的安息之所。
That place is in the heart of God.
也就是神的怀抱。
You know, we often make the mistake of thinking that discontentment is a 21st century phenomenon.
你知道吗？我们往往误以为空虚不满是二十一世纪特有的现象。
But in reality, discontentment is as old as humanity itself.
其实自从有人类以来，空虚不满就存在的了。
For the Bible tells us that this spiritual problem of discontentment began with Adam and Eve in the garden.
圣经告诉我们，灵里的不满足开始于伊甸园里的亚当和夏娃。
The moment they chose to go their own way, they lost their peace.
当他们选择偏行己路的时候，就失去了平安。
The moment they declared their independence from God, their discontentment began.
就在他们宣称脱离神，寻求独立自主的那一刻，他们的不满足就开始了。
And from that time on, discontentment has been the legacy of all of humanity.
而从那个时候开始，人类就遗传了祖先那不满足的天性。
Well, what's the solution then?
那么解决的方法是什么呢？
You are halfway to the solution when you realize that discontentment is a spiritual issue.
如果你已意识到空虚不满是灵性上的问题，那么你已经解决了一半的问题了。
You are halfway there when you think that your discontentment is rooted in sin.
如果你承认空虚不满是罪恶带来的后果，这已经是个好的开始了。
Today, I want to give you two biblical examples of two men.
今天我想给你介绍圣经里的两个人。
These two men chose two different solutions to their discontentment.
这两个人在解决他们不满足的事情上用了两种完全不同的方法。
one of them kept on pursuing human solutions to his discontentment.
一个是用人的办法来解决他的空虚不满。
And he never found contentment and died a miserable death.
结果他没有得到满足，而且凄凄凉凉地死了。
The other man allowed his discontentment to drive him to God and receive grace.
另一个人把他的问题带到神面前，结果得到神的怜悯和恩典。
The first man is Cain.
第一个人是该隐。
The other man we call the prodigal son.
另一个人我们称他为浪子。
Cain's restlessness began with his envy of his brother Abel.
该隐的不满足是从他嫉妒他兄弟亚伯开始的。
Abel learned from his parents Adam and Eve.
亚伯从他的父母亚当夏娃身上学到教训。
Abel learned from his parents that the root of discontentment is disobedience.
亚伯知道违背神是导致不满足的根源。
Abel learned from his parents' failure and wanted to please God God's way.
亚伯从他父母的失败中学到只有顺服才能讨神的喜悦。
Abel offered God the sacrifice that was pleasing to God.
于是亚伯献上了讨神喜悦的祭物。
You say, how did he know to offer the animal sacrifice to God?
也许你会问，他怎么知道拿牲畜来献祭给神呢？
Here's what happened.
事情是这么样的。
Adam and Eve were thrown out of the garden for disobedience to God.
亚当夏娃因着悖逆神被赶出伊甸园。
And God taught Adam and Eve after he sent them out of the garden that blood must be shed to atone for sin.
当他们被逐出伊甸园之后，神让他们明白，只有通过流血才能赎罪。
This sacrificial atonement foreshadows Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
这样的赎罪祭就预表了基督在十字架上的牺牲。
And Abel learned that lesson from his parents and sacrificed an animal.
亚伯从他的父母那里学会了这个功课，就以牲畜为祭献上。
His sacrifice was accepted by God.
他的祭物得到神的悦纳。
Cain, on the other hand, decided to choose a sacrifice on his own instead of following God's instructions.
可是该隐却按照自己的喜好来献祭，而不是按照神的吩咐。
He chose to offer grain.
他选用了谷类来献祭。
Cain's sacrifice may have cost as much as Abel's.
该隐和亚伯的祭物在花费上也许不相上下。
But my friend, listen, the problem was not the value of the sacrifice.
但是我亲爱的朋友，问题不在于祭物值多少钱。
Do you know what the problem was?
你知道问题出在哪里吗？
Cain did it his way, not God's way.
问题就在于该隐选择了自己的方式，而不是神的方式。
Cain did it for the wrong reason.
该隐的动机不正。
And that is why his sacrifice was rejected by God.
这就是神不悦纳他祭物的原因。
And he became incredibly angry because God rejected him but did not reject his obedient brother Abel.
因着神拒绝了他的祭物，同时收纳了他兄弟亚伯的祭物，他变得恼羞成怒。
Cain flew into a rage and killed his brother Abel.
他一怒之下就把他的兄弟给杀了。
And Cain lived in restlessness for the rest of his life.
结果该隐落了个终生漂流、不得安息的下场。
The Bible said Cain went out and built a city and became a restless wanderer.
经上记着，该隐建了一座城市，且成为一个漂流不定的人。
Sadly, Cain did not recognize his sin and repent of it.
真可悲啊，该隐既没有认识到他的罪恶，也没有为此悔改。
If Cain had repented, God would have forgiven him and restored him.
假如该隐悔改了的话，神就会饶恕并重新建立他。
My friend, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
我亲爱的朋友，请仔细地听我说。
Many people are running away from God, just like Cain.
许多人像该隐一样的远离了神。
Like Cain, many people attempting to quieten their restlessness in all sorts of cities.
许多人像该隐一样用自己的方法建造各种城市来安抚内心的焦躁不安。
Like Cain, many people are running away from their past.
就像该隐一样，许多人逃避自己过去的失败。
Like Cain, many people are looking for something or someone to fill their inner void.
就像该隐一样，许多人正试图借某事或某人来满足他们内心的空虚。
But running away from God never solves the problem.
然而远离神永远解决不了问题。
Running away from God never cures the restlessness.
离开神永远不能医治心灵的不安。
Only in running to God will you find healing, restoration, joy, and peace.
只有回转归向神，你才会发现真正的医治、修整、喜乐和平安。
The tragedy of Cain's life was this.
该隐的人生的悲剧就在于
Cain never went to the only one who could have given him true contentment.
该隐没有回到唯一能够给他真正满足的神面前来。
My listening friend, if you are like Cain today,
我亲爱的朋友，如果你正处在该隐那样的光景里面，
Let me appeal to you.
请听我的劝告。
Come to the only one who can give you true contentment.
今天就到这位唯一能够给你真正满足的神面前来吧。
And let me show you an example of someone who came to God.
我再给你讲一个愿意回转归向神的例子。
Jesus tells us about that other man.
这个人的故事是耶稣讲给我们听的。
This man's story is found in Luke 15.
这个故事记载在路加福音十五章。
The young man's name is not given in the story.
我们不知道故事中这个人的名字。
We know him only as the prodigal son.
我们只知道他就是那位浪子。
And we know that he too was restless in his dad's house.
当他住在父亲家里的时候，感到焦躁不满。
He too was discontented with his family life.
同样的，他对自己的家人也不满。
He too wanted to go to the far city and find himself.
同样的，他离开家到远方的城市去。
He too thought that he could find contentment by doing his own thing.
同样的，他以为只要按照自己的方式来生活，就会找到满足。
But he soon discovered the error of his ways.
但很快，他就发现自己的方式行不通。
As soon as he ran out of money, his friends deserted him.
当他把钱花完的时候，所有的朋友都抛弃了他。
And he was left with nothing.
他变得一无所有。
Finally, he found himself eating from the pig's trough.
最后甚至拿喂猪的饲料来充饥。
He had reached the absolute bottom.
他跌落到人生的谷底。
But here's the difference between Cain and the prodigal son.
但浪子和该隐不同之处在于
Unlike Cain, the prodigal son did not allow his pride to get the best of him.
浪子不像该隐那样容许骄傲蒙蔽了自己的眼睛。
Unlike Cain, the prodigal son began to deal with his spiritual discontentment.
浪子跟该隐不同，他勇于面对灵性上的空虚。
Let me tell you something, my listening friend, that may be new to you.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你一些也许你还不知道的事。
It takes more courage to come to God in repentance than to persist in foolishness.
来到神面前悔改，要比坚持自己的愚昧更需要勇气。
It takes more courage to admit and confess than to pretend that everything is fine.
坦白承认自己所犯的罪，要比假装一切都没事更需要勇气。
It takes more courage to acknowledge sin than to ignore it.
承认罪要比否认罪更需要勇气。
Only courageous people can say to God, God, I have sinned.
只有勇敢的人才能对神说， 神啊，我有罪了。
The prodigal son's story touches its readers' emotions in a lot of ways.
浪子的故事在很多方面都能触动读者的心弦。
But one of the most poignant moments in the story comes when the father runs to meet his lost son.
但最令人震撼的一幕就是当浪子的父亲跑去拥抱他一度失落的儿子时。
In reality, the prodigal son's story is about the father's loving grace.
实际上，浪子的故事所要表达的是父亲的恩慈。
The prodigal son squandered his father's inheritance.
浪子花尽了父亲给他的财产。
But he came home.
但当他回家时，
his father never condemned him.
父亲没有责怪他。
The father did not keep him out in the streets so that he would learn his lesson.
父亲没有把他拒之门外，让他去反省自己的错误。
The father never asked him to pay him back.
父亲没有向他追讨所拿走的一切。
And that is what my listening friends we call amazing grace.
我亲爱的朋友，这就是我们所说的奇异恩典。
The grace of God is uniquely taught in the Christian faith.
只有基督教信仰告诉我们这种独一无二的恩典。
All systems demand some sort of rituals and restitutions.
其他的宗教都强调遵守一些仪式来弥补罪过。
But the grace of God is free.
然而，神的恩典是白白得来的。
When you come to Jesus Christ, only three words are necessary.
当你来到耶稣基督面前时，只需要这么说
：“Father, forgive me。”
天父，求你赦免我。
My listening friend, listen carefully as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，请仔细听我说。
When you finally get tired of wandering and searching,
当你因苦苦漂流和无止境的寻求感到疲惫不堪。
When you finally get tired of restlessness and discontentment,
当你厌倦了漂泊不定和空虚不满的光景，
all you have to do is come to God the Father through God the Son.
你只要靠着神的儿子来到神面前，
repent of your sins,
认罪悔改，
and God the Father through God the Son will welcome you and forgive you.
天父就会因他的儿子耶稣赦免你。
He will never accuse you of being weak or foolish.
他不会嫌弃你的软弱和愚昧。
He will never ask you, why did you do this?
他不会责怪你过去的罪行。
No, he will welcome you with open arms.
他不但不责怪你，反而会伸开双臂来欢迎你。
He forgives you of all your sins.
他要赦免你一切的罪。
He clothes you with his righteousness.
并且要称你为义。
And he feeds you, and he will feed your soul.
他要满足你心灵的饥渴。
My listening friend, let me tell you, you can be like Cain and continue in your restlessness, or you can be like the prodigal son and come to your senses.
我亲爱的朋友，你可以像该隐那样继续的流离失所。或者像浪子一样醒悟过来。
If God has spoken to you today,
假如你听见神今天对你说的话，
Why don't you accept his invitation?
请你现在就接受他的邀请。
And ask his forgiveness.
并求他饶恕。
And you can come to him today.
你今天就可以归向神。
And then write to us and let us know.
盼望你能够来信和我们一同分享你的快乐。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再会。愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，属灵上的空虚是极其可恶的。就让我们来回到神的面前， 从他那里寻求真正的满足。也希望在新的一年，我们能够依靠着神的力量和主耶稣十字架上的爱，勇敢地走我们的成圣之路。
巨浪中